And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can get in on the conversation, as others have recently, by just emailing us. The question, Arthur, is why would you not buy the original if they all cost about the same thing? And why would you not pass that savings on? And why will dermatologists and plastic surgeons not pass that savings on to customers?
Well, you know, Mike, it's a great question. When I do Botox, I don't consider it that I'm buying and reselling a drug. I'm doing a procedure. You know, I'm doing a procedure, and there's a fee for my procedure. So, you know, you see people charge by the unit, which I don't think is appropriate, because it does tend to have doctors use more Botox, for instance. If you know they want to get more money for the treatment, and so they'll use more Botox if they charge by the unit. I charge by the procedure, so it doesn't matter. If I'm paying a certain amount for the Botox, a little less with one company, a little more for the other, it really wouldn't make a difference to me. So the doctor is going to be charging probably the same fee. I mean, there might be some that will buy the cheaper product, and if there is one, and then try and pass that along to get volume sales, you know, volume customers. You know, it'll be interesting, but I actually don't think there's going to be all that big a difference in the ultimate sales price of the four. And I think it's still an oligopoly when there's only four involved. You know, I don't know this for a fact, but I would believe that, you know, there's a little price setting probably. And I'm not sure about that. And whether or not it happens or not, you know, I don't know, but I can't imagine it doesn't, because otherwise, one of those products would probably be priced at about $100 instead of $500. And they're all pretty close. Kind of like cable TV, you know, you've got one choice or another choice. They're about the same price.
Now, so, tell us quickly, Arthur, because we have only about 3 minutes, the new uses for Botox that have been approved by the FDA.
Well, not approved by the FDA. These are just new uses that have been published. You know, it takes an awful long time for the companies to get FDA approval, but they're considered off-label uses, and they're perfectly legal. They're allowed. So the most interesting one was the Botox rhinoplasty. Botox rhinoplasty. This is so cool. We, you know, the nostrils flare. I see you flaring them right now when you're talking to me. You flare your nostrils and raise them up so we can knock out the muscle that flares the nostril and drop the nostril down. That's a very interesting use of Botox.
Well, that flare is supposed to be when you're excited or captivated or physically attracted to someone.
That's right. So now you won't be able to show it, Mike. You'll have to show it with chocolate instead. All right. So the other one, since we're running out of time, is they use Botox now to decrease oiliness of the forehead skin.
Oh, I need that. I need that so badly.
Oh, right.
No, my forehead gets so oily. I use tea tree oil papers.
Anyway, so Arthur, so that's the two new uses. And how much you must have to put a whole bunch of stuff down for that use for the if you will, the oil forehead.
No, how much it's about,
where do you
about
put it?
It's about 20 units, and it's placed about a quarter inch apart in a whole bunch of injections in the forehead, and it'll
so
do
it's
the job.
Just a few units, many
units.
Injections.
Mm-hmm. About 20 injections I do to get those 20
Would
units.
Would you say, though, that it's good to have oily skin, that it, like, reduces your wrinkles as you age?
No. Usually oily. It's a complex topic, and it differs by the age. So someone that's 15 like you, Bridget, it's different than someone who's 40 like Mike. So it's a very complex topic. Maybe another day we'll talk about oily skin and what we can do for it.
Yeah, I would love
and,
that.
And let's do that next week. Oily skin and what we can do for it coming up next week. But right now, it's the Real Age Tip of the Week. And this is one of my favorites because Bridget brought one in for me today. That's right. Cut heart disease risk and lose weight. It's a simple solution. A few walnuts and an apple. We docs don't take it personally if you start munching an apple today to keep the doctor away. In fact, we might take it badly if you don't. New evidence just keeps on polishing, the apple of this biblical fruit, or the reputation of this biblical fruit, kicking it up from the Garden of Eden temptation to an age-defying miracle food. That's right. Apples can reduce inflammation in your body, lower your lousy LDL cholesterol, protect your ticker, and even help you lose weight. Not bad for a fruit that got Adam in such trouble. Even if you don't change one thing in your diet, simply eating a couple apples a day for 6 months reduces your artery-blocking LDL cholesterol by a stunning 20%. That's not all. The apple's pectin, found in the skin, wash it carefully, really wash it, because that's where the pesticides reside, if you will. The apple's pectin and anti-aging polyphenols don't just increase your fiber intake, which obviously is good for your overall health and regularity. They also reduce inflammation, cut your risk of cell and artery damage, which can lead to heart damage, by a bigger 30%. That'll do your heart good big time. Exactly how apple happy do you need to get? Aim for 2 to 3 fresh red beauties a day. For variety, 2.5 ounces of other apples will also do the trick. Or occasionally add 500 milligrams of apple pectin at the start of each meal. Mehmet does it with his green drink. He blends them in. That's the equivalent to 6 apples. The final kicker, you'll lose weight too. Even though the study participants added 240 extra calories a day from apples, they wound up losing 3.3 pounds at the end of 6 months, more than the other group. So bake them, sauce them, sprinkle them with cinnamon, add them to your oatmeal, and start eating your way to heart health. The Real Age effect of the U diet, that's the full U on a diet, the owner's manual to waist management, or a healthy moderation of the Mediterranean diet, that's right, 27 years younger than a fast food diet, or 13 years younger than most American diets. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. We'll be back next week, we hope you are, with young Dr. Perry, Joe Galuski, Bridget, and myself, answering your questions and trying to help you be the world's expert on your body. Thanks to Dr. Barnard today, Power of Foods for the Brain, Power Foods for the Brain, an effective 3-step plan to protect your mind, to Sonar for great engineering, and of course to you for listening. Thanks again.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens the door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.